Blog Talk Radio.
WAMS Radio on the Blog Talk Radio Network, and that's the sounds of Live Lynyrd Skynyrd. And this band, Second Helping, who joins us on the radio today, mimics Lynyrd Skynyrd with the ultimate tribute. And Mark and Chris from Second Helping joining us on WAMS to talk about their show in Logan, West Virginia at the Coalfield Jamboree on Friday, June 7th. Tickets are on sale now at coalfieldjamboree.com. That's coalfieldjamboree.com or call 1-800-965-9324. And Chris, let's start with you. How did the band Second Helping begin? Are you guys big Skynyrd fans?
Just a lot. we started back in the deep part of 1986. A mutual friend of ours, Ed King, had written me a letter and through some conversations stated that the Skynyrd was going to get back together. And so I went up and listened to a couple of their rehearsals. And in talking with Leon and Billy and Johnny and Ed and those guys in between breaks and stuff in the lobby there where they rehearsed, they had said, and they were emphatic, that they were only getting together for, I think he told me, 18 shows as a tribute to the Skynyrd fans, because it was 10 days after the plane, 10 years after the plane crash. And I made an off comment that I said, "You got to be kidding me." Because, I mean, again, I'm sitting there listening to them rehearse, and I couldn't believe it. And I said, you guys got to keep this going. And I said, somebody needs to do a tribute to you guys. And Gary Rossington laughed at me and said, "What, like the Beatlemania, something like that? Are you going to have Skynyrd Mania?" And we just laughed. And when I went back to Tampa, this was in Jacksonville, when I went back to Tampa, I got a hold of a couple of musician friends of mine and said, "I think that might work." And little did we know, we were forming one of the first three tribute bands, period, in the United States, and we were the very first Lynyrd Skynyrd tribute band in the world, from what we understand. And we're 21 years down the road, and that's pretty much how we started, was through our kinship with the Skynyrd guys. And so we kind of tip our hat to them, and as I said, we to this day enjoy a very good relationship with those guys.
Second Helping is joining us today, and they're talking about their big show in Logan, West Virginia, the heart of Skynyrd country, Friday, June 12th, 7 o'clock. It's a beautiful old theater, and Southern West Virginia fans, some of the biggest Skynyrd fans in the country. Mark, let's talk with you. What do you think is the toughest part of being in a tribute act, an act that has to match the music and match the look so closely?
Here we go.
And excuse my New York accent, but I am from New York. But I've been playing Skynyrd music for over 30 years, so sort of ingrained in my upbringing. And I think that's part of it. You know, I think in order to act and present an accurate act that's sonically correct, so you could sit in the audience, you can close your eyes, and you could hear sonically all the guitar parts in the correct pitch, playing the exact notes. That takes years and years of dedication and practice. So I've seen a lot of tribute bands before, and that play out of modern day amplifiers and using modern day guitars, and sometimes they overplay parts or they don't play the parts right, and that's the difference of spending the time and the effort. And in this band we've got seven musicians that have been doing these particular parts only for 30 years. So, I've been playing the same guitar parts I play in Second Helping as I played in other bands in the last 30 years. And, you make the investment in the equipment, the time of rehearsal, when it comes down to it, it's the sonic representation. It's the sound. Does it sound? You turn on the One More from the Road album, do these guys sound? Can I close my eyes and hear the sound? And that's, that's the hardest thing to do. And I think, I think that you know, part of it is all the years of devotion and time that you put to the music. So,
Mark and Chris from Second Helping joining us on WAMS Radio. If you'd like to see Second Helping, America's top tribute to Lynyrd Skynyrd, tickets are on sale now online at ColefieldJamboree.com. That's ColefieldJamboree.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-965-9324, 1-800-965-9324. And thanks to our show sponsors, Pepsi Throwback and Best Western Logan in Chapmanville. Now, you, Chris, when we spoke earlier, you sort of, you know, nonchalantly tossed off, oh, well, you know, I was hanging out with Ed King. But for our listeners who may not recognize the name Ed King, he was the original Lynyrd Skynyrd guitarist. He's the guy that came up with the riff for Sweet Home Alabama. So you're sort of standing in the rarefied air of Rock and Roll Hall of Famers and legendary musicians. How did you get to know the band to begin with?
I got a hold of Ed and I met when I was in college. I was doing a research paper on post-traumatic injuries, and that in talking and interviewing the band, and my subject was Lynyrd Skynyrd plane crash, and so talking with those guys, it led me. They kept mentioning Ed. Who had nothing to do with the plane crash, but a lot of the history and background, anytime you do research, you know, you have to do it properly. Well, so I called Ed, and what turned into a 10-minute conversation turned into a 23, 24-year friendship. And it just we just kind of clicked, and, you know, being a Skinner fan, it didn't hurt anything. Mark can tell you about how he met him, and Mark is a good friend of Ed's as well. But he's I would say I'm more of a fan of his as a friend. We talk more baseball and football than we do Skynyrd music. But without a doubt, he's a very dear friend to Second Helping. We're probably there's three or four guys in the band that are friends with him. At the beginning of Second Helping, I can remember calling Ed on the phone. Say, okay, listen to this part. Tell me if it's right. And he would say yes or no or. You know, I'll have to show it to you or something like that. It's an extremely, we're very fortunate, as you said, to be standing in the shadow of a great guitar picker like Dan.
Second Helping is the band, and they portray Lynyrd Skynyrd on stage at this beautiful theater, the Coalfield Jamboree, 1,200 seats. And this is one of those venues, guys, where you're going to see folks of all ages because, you know, Skynyrd music now spans the generations. And moms and dads will bring their kids out to the show. Mark, what is that environment like? Do you like to see all ages when you perform?
It's unbelievable how, at least for our two or three generations, how ageless this music is. You know, of course, we have the fans now who follow the original Skynyrd band. You know, we're in our 50s and 60s now. You know, and just to be able to introduce our kids to this music, which, you know, this music really is a live, you know, storytelling method. I mean, Ronnie Van Zant was a lyrical genius when it came down to telling a story that, you know, common folk can grasp and understand and, you know, sometimes live their life by, especially with songs like, you know, Simple Man. And, It's just very heartwarming. We played a show a couple of years ago in Statesboro, Georgia, and it was all college kids. There's 3,000 college kids packed into this giant club called Legends in Statesboro, and they knew the words of every single song we played, and we played some remote Skynyrd songs from their first album. And we just came off the stage, and we just looked at each other. So how do these 17, 18, and 19-year-old kids know the words to these songs? So the music is really, and you know, it'll stand the test of time. I mean, Freeburn and Sweet Home Alabama will always be around. As long as there's a Stairway to Heaven and a Ramblin' Man, there's going to be a Sweet Home Alabama and a Freeburn. And kids of all ages. And now the second generation is showing up. You know, my kids are starting to listen to the music. You know, they're 5, 6, 7 years old, but we see you know young kids at all of our shows. And it's really just heartwarming. And I'm telling you, your fans down where you are, you're going to get a heck of a show. But walk out of there absolutely happy, and you're going to have that feeling like you were back in the 70s. And, you know, us older folks can relate to that feeling because, you know, sometimes we go through life and want to try to recapture our youth. Well, this is definitely going to be a time, and one night you're going to be able to recapture your youth. You're going to have a great, great time. We promise that.
MTV News anchor Kurt Loder, and he was also Kurt, a longtime journalist for Rolling Stone, has called Second Helping the best tribute band in America, and they'll do Skynyrd songs note for note Friday, June 12th, 7 o'clock at the Coalfield Jamboree in Logan, West Virginia. It's a wonderful old theater, and Southern West Virginia fans, some of the biggest Skynyrd fans in the country. If you'd like tickets, they're unbelievably low priced at $15 in advance and $20 a day of the show. So it's a very inexpensive night out as a nod to the recession economy. And thanks to our sponsors, Pepsi Throwback and Best Western Logan Inn in Chapmanville, for making that possible. If you'd like tickets, go online now to coalfieldjamboree.com or call 1-800-965-9324, 1-800-965-9324. And here's a taste of what you'll hear with Second Helping on stage in Logan, West Virginia on June 12th. Live, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and that's what you'll hear in Logan, West Virginia at the Coalfield Jamboree, Friday, June 12th, Second Helpings. Chris and Mark joining us on the line today to talk about the legendary band they portray. And Chris, your lead singer, Bob Long, when I saw the show a couple of years ago, just eerily has the look and feel of Ronnie Van Zant. How did you find this guy?
Oh, my gosh. You're not kidding. I mean, Bobby's just this amazing person. Before that, I want to address the Kurt Loder thing. That was a complete shock. We were on MTV and didn't know it way back in the day. And we were doing a concert with a couple of the Seattle bands, which was a hilarious backstage story. But here we were, this obscure band when tributes were hardly even heard of, and he made that comment. We really appreciated that. He did it right in the middle of the news. When they were talking about the benefit that they were doing, and he mentioned Second Helping. It was really good that he did that. Bob, when I moved to North Carolina, I was told that there was a band by the name of Beauregard Poindexter that I just had to come out, that this guy sounded exactly like Ronnie Van Zant, and he looked like him. And I'm thinking, okay, well, it'd be good to go play with a Southern rock band. I went out there, and about five songs in, I just knew it, and I couldn't believe it. And literally, the rest is history. When you see Bob and hear Bob, and Mark can talk a little bit about Bob as well, he is that good. It's haunting.
And Mark, you guys also met at one point, I guess, the father of Skynyrd vocalist Ronnie Van Zant, Lacey Van Zant, and it must have been pretty emotional for him to hear Bob sing, you know, with Bob looking and sounding so much like his son.
Well, it's amazing. Chris can talk to you about Lacey because Chris had developed a personal relationship with Lacey. But you know, when I first heard sing, I've actually played with Ed King and Artemis Pyle, Bob Burns, JoJo Billingsley, and Leslie Hawkins, and I played with them for about 2 years. And, the first time they heard Bob sing, they almost fell off their chairs. I mean, that's how close Bob is in looks, and his sonic vocals are so precise that you actually feel like he's in front of you. Bob is blessed with the talent to portray Ronnie better than anybody else in this country, probably better than anybody else in this world, and as attested to by actual, you know, Skinner band members. So it's actually very emotional any time that these Skinner people get together to play. But it was very special when they first heard Bob, because they just, you know, they haven't heard that in, you know, 20 years since the plane crash.
You know, we've actually seen people, and Mark can tell you as well, sit there and cry. That's how accurate Bob is. Cry, because it's like having, as Mark alluded to, it's like having the songs come alive right before your very eyes.
Second Helping is the band that will make that happen. They're the biggest Skinner tribute act in America, the first Skinner tribute act. They've been doing it over 20 years now, and they'll bring the show to the Coalfield Jamboree in Logan Friday, June 12th at 7 o'clock. And if you'd like tickets, they're available online at coalfieldjamboree.com or 1-800-965-9324. If you're listening online today and you've got a question for the guys, the number to call is 718-506-1944. 718-506-1944. We have a couple of lines open. That's a free call anywhere in the New York City metropolitan area. Mark, when Skinner fans go out to see the Lynyrd Skynyrd of today, there's really only one 70s-era member of that band still performing with the act. Contrast what folks would see in the Lynyrd Skynyrd of today as opposed to the way you guys present the band.
Oh, boy, that's like a loaded question.
That's my job.
Actually, Gary Rossington was one of the main founders of Lynyrd Skynyrd. He's the only original Skinner member remaining in Lynyrd Skynyrd today, the tours. Unfortunately, you know, Skynyrd lost some of its, you know, its original players and some of the players it picked up in the 70s for the One More from the Road album. Billy Powell just died 2 months ago. Leon Wilkinson died a couple of years back, the bass player. I'm a Skynyrd purist. You know, I would probably ask, you know, Gary to sign my Les Paul for me. But from the sonic recreation, this band today, Skynyrd, sounds a lot different than it did under Ronnie Van Zant's era. And it's different because Johnny, who's a great vocalist, he tries his best on the vocals. All the band members try, but the only person that plays note for note from the 70s is Gary Rossington. Even the drummer, Cordleone, the new bass player, in fact, their new piano player, nobody plays the music the way it was played, note for note from the 70s. They play their version of it, and they have every right to do that. And the band sounds great. You got to go out and see Skinner today. It's a great concert band. But as far as giving a sonic representation of Ronnie Van Zant's 70s-era Skinner, they fall a little bit short. And that's the best I can tell you. Now, as far as we are concerned, I mean, we grew up learning note for note from that One More from the Road album. We went out and bought all the same stage equipment that they had, even down to the speakers and how the amplifiers are wired specially that helped reproduce the tone. We went out and bought, the guitars from the 60s and 70s that gave the band their tone. We've stayed true to that, since this band has been put together. And since all of us come from that era and we take pride in playing, we've correctly reproduced sonically how Ronnie Van Zant's band sounds. And to me, that's key. Because if you're a tribute band, you want to pay tribute to, the band that made the music. And the band that made the music is the 70s Lynyrd Skynyrd band, not the 2008 version.
Chris, how many folks are out on tour with Second Helping? I know that at times you even have original Skynyrd members that step in as guests, but when it's the core band of Second Helping, how many folks are on stage? What can we expect to see at this show in Logan?
Mark Sindergaard, say 11. we have, how many do we have? 10?
11 with the girls.
11 with the girls.
And the Simon.
Okay, yeah, we have gosh, with our crew and everything, Burke, I think it ranges around the 15 people. It's a pretty big production. I mean, you're going to see we're going to fill that stage up.
So you bring out the female backing vocalist, too, to portray the Honkettes, just like in the 70s Skinner, then.
Oh, yeah. And it's just like listening to them on the record. When you hear those deep, warm oohs, you know, that'll be there, and as well as that high-pitched vocal and the second lead in Sweet Home Alabama, that's going to be there. Those warm vocals in That Smell and, you know, Whiskey Rock and Roll, all of that. You're going to get every single – we don't leave anything out. And as Marcus aptly pointed out, it is sonically correct. Everything that you hear listening to that record is going to come alive right before you.
Yeah, we put a lot of pressure on the girls because, you know, we've been playing this stuff for 30 years. And, you know, we'll stop during the practice and say to one of the girls, that's not right. Go back, put the CD on and listen and pick it apart till it's 100% correct.
You know, Mark, you had alluded to earlier about all the famous players in Lynyrd Skynyrd who have passed on and some are still with us. So I'm going to throw this out, and this is one of those tests for you where you have to tell me the first thing that comes to your mind when I give the name here. So let's start off with Billy Powell.
The most unbelievable piano player that ever lived. From classical to jazz to rock. If you think how, and this was a devastating, devastating loss for Lynyrd Skynyrd, because if you listen to Skynyrd's music, it's the piano parts that held the band together. It's the piano parts that cued every musician to their parts. And Billy Powell was if you listen to the solos in T for Texas and Call Me the Breeze, and the beautiful melodic solos in Tuesday Is Gone and Freebird. I mean, there's nobody who's sitting behind a piano can come up with that off the top of their head and plug it into a band and make it sound so good. It just isn't. And I know hundreds of piano players. The interesting thing is we happen to have now the best living Skynyrd piano player in the world. In fact, there were overtones by the Skynyrd camp that they were going to take our piano player and put him on tour with them. But they went with some guy who was playing with Kid Rock. So we were lucky on that.
All right, Chris, your turn. Gary Rossington.
Okay. Gary Rossington.
Yep.
Gary Rossington, just ironically, Mark and I was talking about him the other day. He is one of those guys that is clearly not the shiny new penny in Lynyrd Skynyrd, whereas he just was a brilliant guitar player like Ed, Steve, and Alan were. But when you hear a lot of those familiar strains out there that people and fans are used to, it's his guitar you're hearing. He has written more hits in that band as a guitar player than any of them. He has arguably been probably of all the guitar players in Lynyrd Skynyrd, most up-and-coming guitar players learn his parts. So for me, it's like Pete Townsend. Is he an amazing, phenomenal guitar player? I don't think so. But look what he wrote. He's an incredible song writer, and I think Gary Rossington deserves those accolades as a tremendous writer of Skynyrd music, and I've heard that from Alan Collins and Ed King as well, that his talent was in the songwriting, and he just had a way of really holding down some of those incredibly well-known phrasings and some of those leads that we all like to learn and whatnot. And I may add, as we've given credit to Rich Tancredi, our piano player, who truly is amazing. You're just not going to believe this guy. As well, not because Mark bought me breakfast this morning, but Mark is an absolute replica of Gary Rossington. He plays that stuff like I've never heard anybody play it. And it's a certain – he literally gets into Gary Rossington's skin. He really does.
And Chris, which Skinner member do you portray? Whose parts do you play in the band?
Mainly Alan Collins. I play a whole lot of Alan Collins stuff. You'll hear me play the lead to, and we have a surprise on that. The lead to Freebird. You have to watch it to believe it. And we also play like the needle and the spoon leads, and of course we have I do a whole lot of double leads with the guys, and I also play some Ed King stuff. I play the slide on Curtis Lowe, and I play almost all the slide in the band except for Keeper Texas and some of those songs that Mark plays. So I'm in and out of a lot of Ed King and Alan Collins, and Eric plays mainly just Ed King and the Steve Gaines parts, because he can.
We're talking with Second Helping today. They're going to play at the Coalfield Jamboree in Logan, West Virginia. This date is Friday, June 12th, showtime 7 o'clock, and the tickets are on sale now at coalfieldjamboree.com or call 1-800-965-9324, 1-800-965-9324. Tickets also on sale around the Logan, Chapmanville, and Mann areas. And thanks to the show sponsors, Pepsi Throwback and Best Western Logan Inn of Chapmanville. Guys, we've also lined up an after party for you to mingle with the fans at Southern Lanes, Garrett Fork exit off Quarter G after the show. And, Mark, I'm originally a Logan, West Virginia boy, so I'm bringing the show back to my hometown. And I'll tell you the main impetus for that. In the late 80s, when Skinner did their reunion tour, I think it was 1987, that show came to the Charleston Civic Center. And a close friend of mine, Bob Brady, who was with MCA Records at the time, brought me out to the show, and we got a chance to visit with all the band members backstage. And it was an amazing thing to see the response from West Virginians to this band. The rebel flags flew, as Chris mentioned earlier. There were people crying. Alan Collins was wheeled out onto the stage in a wheelchair. Lacey Van Zandt introduced the band. They very famously shined a spotlight on the center mic during Freebird, where Ronnie Van Zandt would have stood. Do you feel, Mark, an obligation to do this right, because this band meant so much to so many people?
Well, you know, since I was 16 years old, I basically lived and breathed and ate and, to some excess at times, drank Leonard Skinner. And it's, you know, there's two mindsets in when you're playing as a musician. One, you're playing because you appreciate the music and you enjoy playing it, and you can throw your flavor in. And the other is to, you know, to actually, you know, make sure that, you know, you want to go out and you want to represent or you want to reproduce what, you know, the people are used to hearing. And that's basically the difference between, you know, a bar band that pays a tribute and a concert band that goes out and presents an entire show. And, yeah, I feel that, and I think every one of the members of Second Helping feels a responsibility, you know, to go out and to, you know, accurately represent the music the best we can. And that's what we do, you know, when we play. And the reward is for people to come up to the band and us afterwards and say, gosh, I closed my eyes and I felt like, you know, the 70s Skinner was in front of me. And, you know, to me, that's the greatest reward. That's the best thing as a musician, somebody who loves the music, and as a band, as a group of guys and gals together who set out to do that job, that's the greatest reward. And you guys have the greatest fans down in West Virginia.
Now, Chris, Mark told us what he likes the best about being a member of Second Helping. What about you? What's the best part of the job for you?
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to pass the phone. We're doing a show tonight. I'm going to pass the phone to Eric.
Who's our
piano player. I can hear them in the background. Our piano player, Rich, is actually here, so we'll let those guys do a little bit of talking. But I'm going to pass the phone to Rich, to Eric right now.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Eric, we were talking about the best part of being a member of Second Helping. What do you like the most about being in that band?
The best part is getting out of the city and breathing some country air and seeing America and playing rock and roll.
Fantastic. We'll look forward to meeting you in Logan, West Virginia. Coalfield Jamboree, Friday, June 12th at 7 o'clock. Tickets are on sale now. Eric, do you ever get tired of playing these same songs over and over again?
Yeah, I do. To be honest with you, that's why I play in a variety of different bands. But I haven't played this stuff in a couple of months, so I'm really looking forward to getting some Skinner out and playing that stuff. I love that stuff.
Mark, how do you keep the set fresh for you guys as musicians when you do it over and over again?
We don't play that often, so when we do it, it's fresh every time. We get together a few times, you know, 6 times a year, something like that, and it really feels good every time we do it.
All right, Eric, thank you so much. And is Rich your piano player there? We have an email question for Rich.
Sure. Hold on. Hey, how's it going out there?
Fantastic. You're on the air worldwide on WAMS Radio talking about the show coming up in Logan, West Virginia on Friday, June 12th. And we have an email question from Samantha in Chapmanville, and she wants to know, with the passing of Billy Powell, what your thoughts are on him as a pianist.
Well, Billy and I have a very long history together. I had dropped out of high school. When I had back in 10th grade when I heard my first Skinner record, moved from Brooklyn. I was a Brooklyn boy, and first time I heard Freebird, my whole life changed. I just wanted to be a piano player. I basically spent my entire summer learning the entire album, and from that I joined a Skinner tribute band when I was 16, and for the next 2 years that's all I did. And after that I went into the music business, and then I got very far from Skinner. Started playing with Mariah Carey, Celine Dion, but Skinner was always my love, and I would always go see some Skinner shows. And when I started to retire from the music business, I figured I would go back to my first love, which was playing Skinner. When Billy died, that hit me very, very hard. I met him a couple of times, but I never got to explain to him, you know, what his inspiration did for me and my career and my life. So that kind of hit me hard. But the only thing I can do is just keep the show going as long as I can and try to carry on his legacy.
You know, there's only one original member of that band touring with Lynyrd Skynyrd right now with the passing of Billy Powell. And as they go around the country this summer and you guys go around the country too, I understand that there are original touring era members who have played with the band. What's it like when you look, you know, over to the drum kit and you see Artemus Pyle back there? Or
yeah, the first time I got to play with Artemus, he was sitting right off to my left side. I was sitting in the utility position, and it was larger than life. I couldn't believe it. Every friend I had was there. They couldn't believe it. It was almost going back in time. You know, I actually felt like Billy for one brief moment. It was great.
Are you a fan as well as a musician who portrays these guys?
Oh, absolutely. I even go see other Skinner tribute bands because sometimes I like to just, you know, listen from a different perspective. Sometimes when you're on stage and you're playing that, you're so just focused on what you're doing, you're not really, you know, listening to the songs, listening to the message, you know, that Ronnie was giving out. And that's why I just go see a lot of any Skinner band that's out there, I'll go see.
Guys, we're almost out of time. We're looking forward to the show Friday, June 12th at 7 o'clock at the Coalfield Jamboree in Logan, West Virginia. Southern West Virginia fans, some of the biggest Skinner fans in the country. And I'll throw this out to whoever can answer it first. What can these West Virginia fans expect from Second Helping at that show?
What can West Virginia fans expect from a Second Helping show? Lots of fun, and expect to hear it very close to the album, as you know it.
Fantastic. Tickets are on sale now. Call 1-800-965-9324. 1-800-965-9324. The prices have been kept especially low to make sure every fan can get in. They're only $15 in advance, $20 a day of the show. There will also be an after party for you to meet Second Helping and hang out with the band at Southern Lanes, Garrett Fork Exit off Quarter G in Chapmanville. We're out of time on WAMS Radio, and we're going to wrap it up with Classic Skinner now. Recorded live. See you at the concert. Thanks for listening.